Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, The Time of Being Properly Educated.
2 Timothy, amen. 2 Timothy, I promise you I'm done. What a mighty God we serve. He's good. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, chapter number 2, verse 14 through 19. Elder Natawi, would you read it? And then again, I would love to rehearse a little couple of things from last week. All right, but I'm going to try to navigate real quickly. Could you read the text, and then I'll get us to our 3 points today. Amen.
2 Timothy 2, 14 through 19. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yeah.
But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, Philetus, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
And their word will eat the canker, in whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already. All right? There will always be someone trying to miseducate us. All right? They say the resurrection is past already. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stand is sure, having this seal: the Lord know them that are his, and everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. At the end of being properly educated, we ought to be drawn unto God and to holiness. We know the education system, the education plan that God has us in, is working when we end up in God and in godliness. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart. These next 5 minutes, give me articulation of speech, give me power to preach, and let your people be edified. We thank you, we glorify your name, and all God's people said amen and amen. Stay right where you are, Edward, and I'm done. All right, don't forget there are 5 planes that we need to understand, amen, about education. All right, the first plane is throne room heavenly knowledge. The second level is home and basic level training. The third level is practical everyday life skill. The fourth level is K-12 education, and then finally technical training, informal classes, and formal higher learning modules. All right, those are the 5 levels. All right, don't miss a level, don't cheat a level. All right, don't misappropriate a level, do you will end up miseducated. All right, you've got to maximize the level that you're in. All right, from the abstract of Dr. Woodson's book, The Miseducation of the Negro, we learned that there are some things that we must grasp. All right, please hear what I'll say here. All right, we must grasp that whatever is educating us, it's indoctrinating us. All right, whatever is educating us, it's indoctrinating us. All right, and this is key. Whatever's educating us is indoctrinating us. All right, whatever lessons that we are embracing, they will produce a byproduct. All right, if you're in Spanish, the byproduct of that is you ought to be able to speak Spanish language. All right, well, whatever is teaching us right now is it indoctrinating, but it is also causing the byproduct to come out of how it is educating us. So we must ask, what is the content of the lesson that I'm embracing? We must ask, and this is very important, with the lesson that I'm receiving, how will it affect my ability to obey God? Every now and then, you're going to be taking a class that's trying to affect how you obey God. And Romans said, I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Being properly educated is far beyond, as I told you, HBCU and PWI. Being properly educated is even higher than the ideal job description. It's higher than salary. It's beyond monies in the bank, all right? One of the things that we discovered is even when we get the job that we think the education gave us, us, there comes moments and times that that job can't help us what we're going through. And if we're not careful, we've put confidence in something that can't help us through a present situation. Things like a job, things like getting the degree on the wall, one of the things that you'll discover after you've lived a little while is they have their insufficiency in meeting present day needs. When that doctor starts talking, you'll forget all about where you work. When that doctor tell you what he sees on the x-rays, you'll forget all about did you graduate from HBCU or PWI. It won't be important whether you got your degree from the Community College of the Air Force or whether you got your degree from Morgan State or whether you got your aspiring degree from that. When the doctors say some things or some things start happening in your home or some things start happening, none of that stuff matters. And you'll find out that they're insufficient. And it only helps when I've been properly educated as God described. As I told you last week, there's no cookie cutter plan for being properly educated. What works for Natara might be totally unacceptable for Elder Sandra. One of the things that we sort of kind of do is we trying to fit everybody into this, what they need to do. And I really believe, come on, you educators, y'all need to listen to me now. These children do not fit in any cookie cutter mentality. And your cookie cutter program ain't going to work with this generation. I was listening to a report this morning that they're finally making some leeways with these squeegee kids because somebody got creative and said, every Saturday in your neighborhood, we're going to set up a whole car wash. Listen to what they said. So all you kids with good attitudes and ain't going to come up here with your guns, we going to come give you a job on Saturday morning for 8 hours. If we're not careful, the cookie cutter mentality says, let's lock them up and don't let them wash no windows. This cookie cutter mentality, and educators, I hope y'all are listening to me because I'm praying for you. Our system is set up that they do A and they do B and they do C and then they're going to graduate and get them out, and we'll get them out of our hair. Well, God put them in your hands because you got the Holy Spirit that knows everything. God puts them in your hands because you got the Holy Spirit to know to recommend to that one. You are supposed to be a mechanic. I know mechanics make money because the way they charge me when I take my car in there. Guys, let me tell y'all how I know this cookie cutter stuff ain't working. Do y'all know the thing that I just showed y'all, my YouTube program? They got a little 7, 8, 9-year-old boy that's making millions from getting a little toy and telling everybody how this toy works. One day he told his mom and daddy, I want to teach people how to get, and so he picks a little toy. He's probably about 7 or 8 now, because when he first started, he was 4 or 5. He takes little toys and he shows folks how the toy works. And now every video he put out, he gets 4 or 5 million viewers. And YouTube sends him a check. Every 10,000 views you get, it's called going viral. And now you're starting to get thousands of dollars. So you got an 8, 9-year-old that ain't never been to nobody's HBCU or PWI. They making millions of dollars. He probably can't even cash his check. He ain't old enough. And we thinking of this cookie cutter mentality. Some of the best things that we might be, oh God, I feel you. Some of the best thing that we might be able to do for our children is throw them in front of these devices and tell them how to use them to make money. Okay, y'all ain't listening. I know the way mine love them. I got to teach them how to make some money with these things. Okay, maybe your children don't got my problem. Isaiah woke up at about 9 and he got on one. I made him get off last night at 10:15 and he was still looking at me square-eyed. I said, no, shut it down. Could you imagine if that cash register for his YouTube was going off from 9 yesterday morning to 10:15 last night? All I got to do is find out what he likes and figure out how to get him to do it. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, cookie cutter ain't going to work in this hour. We got to release, oh God, I feel you, God. We got to release these children to who they are and who God created them to be, and now undergird that so they will not be improperly or miseducated. I told y'all 5 minutes, didn't I? Proverbs 1:7, put it in your notes. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Because of God's foreknowledge, he always knows what we need now, what we need next, and what we need never. Do y'all know one of the toughest pills that you might have to swallow, and Kim and I are dealing with this now because we're not sure Malachi or Isaiah want to go to Morgan State, and we keep telling them, you need to go to Morgan State. Do y'all know why we keep telling Malachi and Isaiah they need to go to Morgan State? Because we graduated from Morgan State. Well, one of the toughest pills that we might be able to have to swallow, that neither one of them ever go to Morgan State, especially when they start talking about, I want to go to Ivy League. They get accepted in an Ivy League, and I'm going to be so demanding that they go to Morgan State, especially if they get a scholarship, I'm going to be telling them, go, baby. But if we're not careful, we've put them in this cookie-cutter mentality. And, oh, I hear you, God. And now, because of our miseducation, we're limiting their possibilities. Never forget that our ceiling should be their floor. I got to get done, y'all. I'm down to 2 minutes. Destiny now dictates that we really be prophetic people. Destiny now dictates that we be prophetic people, so much so that we know how to release people into being properly educated. Destiny now dictates that we be so prophetic that we know how to release people. Y'all, please hear me. All right, now I'm getting ready to move beyond HBC and beyond PWI, because sometimes you got to release people into the suffering that they're going into, and don't mess with them while they're there. I've had to, this boy sitting behind me, I love this boy like a son. He comes over my house and eat everything. You got anything in there? I cook, he be looking at me like, you got anything else? He loves eating. Okay, I can talk about it like that. He loves eating. Why y'all looking at me like I ain't coming to eat because he gonna talk about me if I come eat. I'm just messing. I like for him to eat. I told him I cook. Hey man, and my cooking is good. It's because I love the people that I'm cooking for. I thought that would be better, but that's okay. Forgot why I told y'all that. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Jerry. I've had to look at this young man the last 2 weeks, and I know he's going through. And I've had to, I'm here, son, but you got to walk through this one by yourself. Somehow, stand up, son. Somehow we think we can walk everybody through everything that they're going through. This boy's got aspirations to pastor like I pastor. This boy got aspiration to flow in the apostolic, prophetic, pastoral, evangelistic. Do y'all think he gonna flow in all of that and not have to go through nothing? The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So the last 2 weeks, just keep walking. I've had to stand like this and watch. I can look in his eyes and tell him he's going through. Go ahead and walk. And I've had to stand over here and just pray. God, strengthen him. You okay, son? God be with him. God help him to say what he needs to say to his wife while he's suffering himself. Somehow, y'all better please hear me. Everybody can't walk with us through everything. Sometimes they got to let us get our own experience, because this is what God ordained for us in this season. And if I get in this thing with him, I'm going to mess up what God trying to teach him. Y'all better please hear me. Because some of us got God sinplex and God syndrome. We think we can save everybody from everything, and we think we can cover everybody from everything. And y'all can't hear what I'm saying. Every now and then, they got a destiny that's so big, I got to stand by and just watch it unfold. This boy got a destiny so big that right now, what he's going through, I got to stand back and watch it unfold. Two or three of you in here, and the sound of my voice, you got people going through that you wish you could get in there with them, but this time you can't get in there with them. And there are at least 10 or 15 in here that are members of this church. Y'all need to look back at what I went through the last 4 years, because now you in it. And I can't get in with you, but I'm cheering for you. I can't make sure you're all right all the time, but I'm praying for you all the time. Make them strong, Lord. Build them up in their most holy faith. Because see, when you look at me going through you, I know you had how in the world, but now you getting ready to figure out how I walked through the valley of the shadow of death and didn't fear no evil. Come on, do me a favor. Touch somebody. Say, you got to walk through this one by yourself. Thank you, son. Go sit down. Some of y'all need to go to work tomorrow and tell a couple of people, I'm praying for you, but you got to walk through this one by yourself. Parents, listen, every now and then I have to remind Kimberly, Malachi and Isaiah got to get their own experience with this one. We done told them better. Jesus learned obedient by the things he suffered. Destiny is at stake, y'all, and I'm out of time, and I'm not going to be a lying preacher. Man, I'm not going to be a lying preacher. Now, destiny now dictates that we must be prophetic, and we must now allow ourselves to be properly educated. When God shows us something, we just got to now believe it. It's a finished work. Just be committed to the process, and it's going to be beneficial, right? Right, I'm out of time. So what I would have titled today's lesson is called The Time of Being Properly Educated, and I would have called today The Nuts and the Bolts. All right, The Nuts and the Bolts. All right, three things. I'm done. Edward, get me out of here. All right, three things, all right? Four things. Number one, the nuts and the bolts of being properly educated. Number one, slow down enough to observe and pay attention to how life is lived. Slow down, pay attention to how life is lived. One of the things that I learned is from Jesus' life. One of the things that I've learned is from Peter's life, his letters, his life, all right, and then his theology. Right? Every now and then, you can get the wisdom to walk through something by observing how somebody else is living. But if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss the lesson and then going to have to get your own private lesson. Amen. Amen. Our children don't have to experience everything that we experience if we give them the lesson and they listen. But when they don't listen, I know, yeah, I tease this generation, and I'm going to keep teasing them until they put on some coats. This generation don't like coats. I don't care if it's Kendall, Mariah. I don't care if it's Sydney. I don't care if it's LJ. They don't forget their coats. They don't want to wear them. JJ, Elijah, they think it's cool being light-coated and it's 14 degrees. They think that's just smooth. So y'all know what we got to do sometime? Go to it. Because there's an old man called Winter. Okay. See, some of them ain't met him yet. There's an old man called Winter. He'll get him to put on the coat and you ain't got to say nothing. Malachi ran home the other day. He ran home quick, so I picked him up. He said, Daddy, it's cold. He said, Daddy, it's cold. He kept running around the house. Daddy, it's cold. Y'all know what I did? I sat on my chair. He kept telling me, I'm cold, Daddy, I'm cold. I'm like, You would be cold if that $150 jacket that your mama bought in the closet and then that $20 jacket that you bought on your back. Okay. That's what happened when you wear that little $20 jacket or the little $10 hoodie. You go outside and you get cold. He kept, that man, he said about 100 times that if you asked him, I ain't never say nothing. Because old man Winter was doing his job. Pay attention to how life is lived. Pay attention to how life is lived. Look at the way your mom and dad live. Look at the way your sisters and brothers live. Look at the way other cultures are living. We could learn so much if we could put our racism down and begin to pay attention to other cultures. We might discover the abundant life. All right, I got to get done, y'all. I'm out of time. Number two, learn what leads away from God and godliness and shun it with all of your might. Learn what leads away from God and godliness and shun it with all of your might. I'm getting all of this out of 2 Timothy 2, all right? Number three, being miseducated. Y'all need to really listen to this. If we succumb to being miseducated, it lasts generationally. There are some things that we need to learn for the sake of our children and our children's children. I'm learning some things now so my children will never have to go through some things. But if I don't learn it, they're going to have to go through it. And it's got to become that serious, y'all, please hear me, that I'm going to learn some things so my children don't have to go through them. Being miseducated has lasting generational effects. And then number four, we know it's the proper education when it's drawing us closer to Him. Whether it's HBCU, whether it's PWI, whether it's an informal school, whether it's a test, whether it's a trial, whether it's a hospital bed, we know we're being properly educated that we end up, that it drew us closer to Him. What did Apostle Paul say? That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. We know the education is working when we found ourselves closer to Him. We know it's working when the class made us want to know Him just a little bit more. We know it's working. We come out of surf saying, oh, how I need thee. Everybody standing. The nuts and the bolts. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved. Ravens haters, they done came out of everywhere, y'all. Have y'all noticed? I didn't know there was that many Raven haters in the world. But do y'all know what I've been thinking the last 24 hours? The NFL ought to be scared. If last year's defeat did that to Lamar, what in the world is this defeat going to do to him? But that boy been a beast all year. They ought to be nervous right now. What, that boy gonna come back? Why am I saying that? If that did that to you and you back, God, you got what I'm trying to go. The enemy has no idea. That's the worst thing he could have done to us. Thing he could have done to me. I'm now going to really live. Pay attention to there's some things in culture and subcultures that would try to lead you away from God and godliness. Shun that. Y'all know I'm working on my master's, and I learned some stuff that after the class, I unlearn it. I'm only learning it to pass the test. When I got out of class, I don't need that for life. That's going to lead me away from godliness. See, y'all miss what I said. You've got to pay attention to what's trying to lead you away from God and away from godliness. And you got to shun that. I don't care what class is trying to teach you what. I'm shunning that. This education is so important because it had generational effects. God, thank you for the class that you have me in. It's working because it's drawing me closer to you. Y'all, please hear me. Whether we are abound whether we are bathed, there is no difference of how we need him. So he takes us both places to find out, do you know you need me? Whether a baby is born or a relative have died, we need him. In fact, he said you're better when the relative have died than you are when the baby was born. That's what your Bible says. And we got that all reversed. We shout and dance when a baby's born, then we cry when somebody dies. And God said, that's better when they die. That's what your Bible says. I'm not making it up. He's trying to find out, do we know we need him regardless of what the situation is? And the education is working. We were drawn closer to him.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.